Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, well, happy Friday, folks. Thank you, Jason, for a nice lead into our show.
Yes.
It's nice. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I don't know that he gave us a nice lead in.
You should have listened.
Well, I was busy putting the show together.
Well.
But remember last week, we mentioned him, and we mentioned that we met his wife, his lovely wife, and we didn't mention her name because we forgot it. Her name is April.
April.
Now I remember.
Okay.
April. Lovely April.
Yes.
Smooth. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. Another beautiful day here in the FLA.
Yes.
Listen, man, I'm getting pics from up north from my buddy Paul. Snow pics. Looks absolutely beautiful, but cold.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the downside, the cold.
Right.
But, I mean, absolutely beautiful. I talked to another buddy of mine yesterday, a guy I grew up with, and he said that it was 27 degrees in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And I was like, good for you.
Lovely.
Good for you.
Yeah. Moving to Florida was a really good idea.
Good for you. Yeah. Let's see. Boy. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. In the studio, after what seems like forever, our boy Ty Ginn is back with us after 2 or 3 weeks. Has it been 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a bit.
Show has not been the same without you, buddy.
No.
Mm-hmm. So in the studio, we got Blushing Bride Stephanie, as always. And of course, I just mentioned our boy, Ty Ginn. And of course, little old me, Marco. And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Let's see. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. I should stress text more than call. We don't mind a call, but we love a text. I can respond to a text as they come in, and I do. If you listen to the show at all, and if you've ever texted, you know that I respond to your stuff immediately.
Directly,
right. We do have a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, and there might be some things that you want to comment on, and we certainly do invite that. 727-804-5891 is the number, again, to call or text. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hope everybody had a good week. Is it, when I'm writing, and I just wrote in this, in my notes here, is it, I hope everyone or I hope everybody had a good week? Does it make a difference? Is there a difference?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, I could easily have just gone, I hope y'all had a good week.
Hope y'all had a good week.
Yeah, you could say that too.
But is, I mean, I don't remember there ever being a discernible difference between everyone and everybody. Was there like a rule? Because a lot of those things in English class, there was a rule.
Right, some you know weird rule.
You don't ever say everybody when you're talking about this. You only say everyone when you're talking about this.
That's the cool thing. We're not in English class.
Yeah.
You just say what you want.
Well, I hope all y'all had a good week.
All y'all.
Yeah, right. Ty, what kind of phone do you have? Do you have an iPhone?
No.
You don't? Well,
they seem bad.
Well, it's not so much that they're bad. What do you have, Android?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
You're one of those.
Okay.
Android people.
No. I enjoy having a back button.
Yeah. But Mom and I woke up a Wednesday morning. And both of us in a complete panic because our phones did like a forced upgrade overnight.
Are you ready for your social credit score?
Oh, Lord. So, I mean, I woke up, I grabbed my phone, and I picked it up to see if it had charged, and there was some...
You need to set up now.
Government-looking propaganda on my phone, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a little bit.
Yeah, well, guess what? I mean, it got so intense that it really, I almost called in sick. I almost said, I can't go to work. My phone doesn't work.
My phone is sick.
Yeah, my phone is sick. But I toughed it out. I went to work, and then I had to, and you know how tech savvy I am.
Yeah.
So I had to work my way through the buttons. You know, I'll push this button, and if it doesn't do something immediately, then I think I screwed up the whole system.
Right.
So then I hit the back button. You know what I mean? But it was asking me, apparently, if I wanted to go where I could get into my phone via thumbprint.
No.
Right? And I was like, well, listen.
What if I lose a thumb?
Well, at that point, I was desperate. So now I'm trying to.
Because it won't let you do anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to do the thumbprint, you know, and I'm reading the directions. Put your thumb here and then tap on the home button, you know, repeatedly, and it'll come on. And I did that like four or five times. And I was like, this is not working. So then I was like, I have to throw this phone away.
Like you probably weren't that calm about it.
I was not. This phone is no longer working. And I mean, I'm already starting to, I mean, it's you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm already starting to Jones for TikTok. You know, how am I going to TikTok if this phone don't work? You know? So anyway, all of a sudden it came up and said, well, listen, dummy, if you can't figure out the thumb thing, just type in this 6-digit code, right? And I was like, oh God, this is going to be one of those things where I have to come up with letters and a figure and a, you know, in numbers and stuff like that. But no, it was very easy. I just typed in, you know, the same code that I use for everything in my life, and it worked. Oh, and it said to me, it said, after I pushed it in, it said, are you sure? Because this one seems very easy to figure out.
It's not very good.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm sure. Just let me in my phone.
Your password shouldn't be password.
Right. Yeah, right. But anyway, so I finally got in, and then I was still having to answer some questions. And I was like, I'm so over this. It's like being the kid in the classroom when you don't want the teacher to call on you. It's like, stop asking me questions. Mm-hmm. This is not my game, man. I don't know how to do any of this stuff, you know. you're asking me to think about things that don't compute in my brain.
Right. Yeah. And, it, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah.
Frustration.
Yeah. And then
set the tone for the day.
And then a whole other thing is that, you know, Mom and I have like the same phone. They're iPhones. And we've had them how many years now?
A long time.
These are probably like iPhone 2. They're on like iPhone 17, you know what I mean? So they're old, but I'm cool with it. You know, I can barely answer the phone as it is, you know? I mean, I don't need too much technology. So it's perfect for me. But what my phone has started doing is just randomly shutting completely down. Mm. You know, like the phone will ring, I'll go to answer it, the phone just goes completely dead. Or I'll get a text message, I'll start to respond to something, go completely dead. I'll be right in the middle of Googling something, right when I start to get the answer, dead. You know, it's like, what is going on? And you know, when you turn your phone off, right? And the thing is, when it turns off, it will turn itself back on. Mm-hmm. But you know, that whole operation doesn't happen like instantaneously. There's a whole process. So every time it turns off, there's like this, you know, 2 or 3 minute lull in the action, you know.
See, I wouldn't stand for this.
What would you do?
The first yeah. sign of insubordination. Yeah. I would take it down and I would put it in the microwave. I wouldn't turn it on. But I'd put it in there, I'd close the door, and I'd just look at it and be like, think about what you're doing.
I mean, I seriously...
Choose, Mr. Bond.
I seriously thought about throwing it away at one point. I mean, I was like, this is not getting good. My blood pressure's up. I'm very anxious at this point. I don't know what to do.
My TikTok.
Yeah, I'm jonesing. My hands are shaking. I don't know what to do about this phone situation. But finally got it worked out. But now, unfortunately, to do anything on my phone, I got to punch in that 6-digit number. You know, to do anything. And it's like, never had to do that before.
Well, at least it's a short one.
No, it's 6 digits.
Well.
I've gotten good at it, though. I use both thumbs.
Oh, my God. Look at you. I know, right? Embracing the future. Mm-hmm. You're using your thumbs now?
I'm like a gorilla. I have opposable thumbs that work. Yeah. Anyway. This is something that has got me worried. And I know, Ty, you're probably really worried, too. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers played a Thursday night game last night against the Atlanta Falcons, and we lost 29-28 after giving up a 15-point lead.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, this loss puts the Buccaneers after a fantastic start to the season. Fantastic start to the season. We went like 5-0 right out of the gate. Now we're 7-7.
It's a good drink.
The only good thing about this is that fortunately in our the NFC South, all the other teams suck too. So it turns out that we're only like a half game behind the league leading South Carolina Panthers, who we have to play two more times before the end of the season. So, yeah, it was not a pretty game last night. It was so crazy. The game didn't start till like 8:15. I decided to take a nap.
You guys were up all night.
Well, right.
It seems like it.
It does seem like it. I took a nap prior to the game, and I was like, okay, I'll get up by the start of the game. I didn't get up until the end of the first quarter, you know. So I missed the whole first quarter, you know, and yeah, and then got so frustrated that we decided to go to bed before the end of the game. So didn't see how the game won. But when we did go to bed, we were in the lead,
right?
But we ended up losing. So
well, and apparently I saw something where Todd Bowles, head coach, apparently. He used some very colorful language in the locker room.
There were
after
a lot.
The
I saw quite a few videos today on TikTok, and Mike Evans threw a fit on the sideline, walked off the field. Several players walked off the field, you know, before the game was even completely over. And Todd Bowles, basically, his rant was, "Listen, I don't know if you guys get this or not, but we're all going to be fired. You ready to relocate your family?
Right.
You know, start playing like you want to stay here.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. That was what the rant was. But I get it. But, you know, Todd Bowles, he was a defensive player when he was a player. He's the head coach, and we've got the worst defense in the league.
Right.
literally the worst defense in the league. So the other team's quarterback should not have more yards than their running back.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. It would be nice if we could sack the quarterback.
It would be nice.
Once in a while.
Or, you know. I don't know, stop a third down.
Yeah. Yeah. Or get a defensive touchdown.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, it's a lot.
Just, you know.
It's a lot. Yeah. It is a lot. Let's see. Oh.
What?
Tonight's Powerball drawing.
Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
All right. I have a ticket.
Cool.
For tonight?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it's worth?
$1 billion.
Not yet. $930 million.
I mean, that's a billion.
That's pretty close. It's pretty close.
I'd be happy with it.
I think they said, Sally Lou says all she's getting is music.
Oh, no.
But she said that last week, too, and everybody else was good to go.
All right.
Is anybody else listening? If you're listening, one of the four of you that listen every week, you can let us know if we're on air or not.
Say something.
Yeah. Sally Lou wants to, why can't I hear you? I don't know. But anyway, so Powerball tonight, $930 million. I think they said that if you take the cash payout, it's somewhere around $640 million. It's not 930, but 640.
I mean, look, man.
probably be all right.
Probably, have a very good Christmas.
Probably be able to make it. You know what I mean? On air, Debbie, good to go. Paul says good to go. Debbie Dan Gray says on air. So we're good. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. We had three of the core four.
I'm wondering if Sally Lou,
I don't know,
is on St. Pete's.
Nana Kay, I'm in.
Okay. St. Pete.
We've now had the whole core four.
I wonder if Sally Lou accidentally hit St. Pete Sounds.
Oh, I don't know.
Instead of Sunshine 96.7.
I don't know.
On the Radio St. Pete page.
Yeah.
Because St. Pete Sounds is playing music right now.
Well, she had the same issue last week, too.
So, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking, is she has picked the wrong broadcast.
Anyway, well, it's good to know that we are on air. I'm sorry that Sally Lou is not picking this up, but hopefully... she'll figure it out.
The rest of the council is fine.
Yeah.
The rest of the core four.
Core four.
The rest of the core four is fine. let's see. We have some birthdays to talk about, some birthdays and some deaths to talk about.
Okay.
Singer-poet Tom Waits. Ty, are you familiar with Tom Waits?
I love Tom Waits.
Tom Waits turned 76 last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Deborah Dan Gray got another one from her, got a smiley face. That's good. So we're good. She's part of the core four.
Mm-hmm.
She likes that. We're going to print T-shirts for everybody.
There you go.
Core four.
Core four.
M-O-R Radio, core four.
Yeah.
I like that. We should do that.
We should.
let's see. So, Tom Waits turned 76 last Sunday. Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, one time married to Cher. He would have been 78 this past Monday, but he passed away May 27th, 2017, at the age of 70. Mm. So I said we're going to have some birthdays and some deaths. Jim Morrison of the Doors would have been 82 this past Monday.
How crazy is that to think about?
That is crazy. He joined the 27 Club July 3rd, 1971.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, right. How crazy is that whole 27 Club?
It's weird.
When you think about, I mean, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse, and I know there's some other ones in there too. All the 27 Club. And when you think about when I was a kid, And I saw, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and all those people. I was like, oh my God, these guys are like, they're like, I felt like they were old. Mm-hmm. They were 27.
Yeah.
27 years old. They're kids.
Yeah.
They were kids. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Jim Morrison would have been 82 years old this past Monday.
Kurt Cobain.
There's a bunch of them. Even like, I think the Big Bopper was 27. Buddy Holly may have been 27. I mean, there was a bunch of them that were 27. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list of them. It's not just the core four.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. I'm looking. Yeah. Rolling Stones co-founder, Brian Jones.
Right. Right.
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson, blues man.
The blues man.
There's a whole bunch of them. 27 years old. That's amazing to me.
Okay,
it's a bad year. If you make it past 27 and you're a rock star, you're okay.
You're doing all right.
Then you become Keith Richards. And you live forever.
A 2011 British study found that musicians in their 20s and 30s have a higher risk of death than the general population, likely due to their lifestyle.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think all of them died of drug overdoses, okay. Right?
I wonder how much research that took.
Let's see. One of the best voices ever, Sam Cooke, passed away December 11th, 1964. He was 33, so he is not in the 27 Club. And John Lennon of the Beatles. What's so crazy is I wrote down John Lennon of the Beatles. There was a time when you could say John Lennon, and everybody knew who John Lennon was. But now our audience may be younger, and they're like, who's John Lennon?
There's only one other famous Lennon.
Right. <yeah. laughs> But John Lennon of the Beatles was gunned down outside his New York City apartment by Mark David Chapman, December 8th, 1980. He was 40 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Only 40. So
That's pretty, crazy.
That is crazy.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? You're funny.
That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Ty, your president had a busy week.
God. I have to lie down now.
Go have another brownie, Ty.
Yeah.
I'll just die. Right.
Bright and early Monday morning, he was on Truth Social, threatening to sue CBS and 60 Minutes again. For airing a 60 Minutes interview with America's sweetheart, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She said some things that hurt his little feelings.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. And this is after he got rid of all the old executives at CBS and put his own people in there. He's very disappointed, though.
Yeah. Wow.
Very disappointed. Let's see. He held a couple of press conferences where he called female journalists stupid, obnoxious, and horrible.
Mm.
He's such a good guy.
Quiet, Piggy.
Yeah, right. Good Lord. And then I think it was yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? He stole a great big old boat from Venezuela.
Full of oil. Decided to keep it.
Hey dummy. Let's start a war. You know, what would we be doing right now if they stole one of our boats?
Right. Full of oil.
Full of oil. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Now, listen. If a war does break out between us and Venezuela, and now I saw a lady the other day on social media, and she's like some sort of bigwig over in Venezuela, and she's like, the war has already started. It is a war already.
Yeah.
And she says the Russians are over there, Hamas is over there, Al-Qaeda is over there. She goes, sure, America, come on, join the party. Join the party, yeah. You know. It's all ridiculous.
They want us to go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, dumb Donald, he won't be out there front and center of the war. He'll be playing golf somewhere. Douche.
Or getting another perfect cognitive exam.
Yes.
Yeah, he needs to do one of those every week.
Mm-hmm.
The best. The best I've ever seen.
Hand bruised from handshaking so much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. this was another thing that Trump wants to do. I don't know if it's enacted yet, but this is one of the things he brought up earlier this week. He wants to make it free to enter national parks on his birthday.
Yes. But he's doing...
But he wants to do away with the free entrance on Martin Luther King Jr. Day and on Juneteenth.
Just those.
Doesn't seem racist those. To me. Yeah. Not blatantly racist to me.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, truly. Is it unbelievable?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Did you ever watch The Apprentice? We're going to talk about that later in the show.
No, I need to watch it.
You got to watch it. I mean, it explains a lot about this clown. Truly.
But
it explains a lot.
But, honey, you have to look at the silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
That means national park entrance would be free on your birthday, too.
Yes, that's right, since I share a birthday with the clown.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Now we know what we're going to do for your birthday. We're going to a national park because we can get info free.
Thanks, Donnie. Thank you.
Well, maybe we'll keep it. Maybe, you know, it'll be because it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Not his birthday.
Right. Don't tell him, though. He'll want to sue us.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Come visit me. I'll be living in one of the parks.
In a van down by the river. Hunting
buffalo to survive.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, I mean, I don't know if you want anybody to know about your van, but you got a very impressive van.
Well, soon it'll be more impressive. We got to get the solar panels and all that.
Yeah, it's truly already, I think it's very cool. And what a big van.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, man.
Huge.
It's a big boy. Yeah. I tell people about it and they're like, damn.
Monstro.
That's a big van. Because I have a couple of pictures of it. So I show people. It's like, look at this thing.
It's huge.
Takes up my whole side yard.
Killing the grass.
Good.
Right. Yep. Let's see. So here's the thing, Ty. You are currently in two different bands, Phantom Power and Crimson Shadow.
Yeah.
What happens when you leave?
That is a good question.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't told anybody yet because I don't know how that's going to go.
Right.
I hope that both bands continue. I like what we're doing.
Continue without you?
Yeah, I think they should keep going.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear that there's a show here soon?
Yeah, there's a Phantom Power has a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Where is that?
It's what is that?
Pinellas Ale Works on First Avenue
South.
Right.
Yeah, so that one's close.
Yeah, we're going to that, right?
Yeah. And then Crimson Shadow has a show.
Pinellas Ale Works tomorrow night. Phantom Power. What time?
I think 9. I think 9
o'clock.
The first band.
Okay.
We're playing with Ramtha and Antacid Trip.
Oh, nice.
Say that again. Ed?
Antacid Trip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's their album release. So.
Nice. Okay. So they're the headliner, Antacid Trip.
Yep.
Like that. Phantom Power leads off. Then that other band you mentioned.
And Ramtha.
Mm-hmm. You say that like I know who they are.
You've seen them.
I probably have seen them.
Yeah, I think you've seen them twice.
I probably have. Ramtha. It's a great name.
Yeah.
Great band name, Ramtha. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have a speech impediment or something. Trying to say something else.
Now, what Ramtha. About the other band?
Oh, Crimson Shadow has a show January 9th. Speakeasy. Downtown St. Pete.
Nice.
We're doing another street show.
Now, this band, I definitely want to go to because you are the singer.
Yeah, it's different.
Or the screamer.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
How did you get that inside intel?
There's some things he tells me. He tells me some things. You usually get all the skinny. But, yeah, he tells me.
This one's more of a death metal-y band.
Okay.
It's heavier.
Well, we've never seen Ty do the singing.
No.
In any of these bands.
Do you play anything in that one?
No.
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 Strictly singer.
Yeah. It's weird. I like it, though. It's different. I feel naked.
Okay. Cool. Oh, I bet. So, hair, what are you going to do?
For that one, I'll probably leave it down.
Okay.
Oh, Eddie Vedder looking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Got it. Okay.
Right. All right.
But yeah, we've got that one. And then we've got another one January 16th in Cocoa Beach, which it's a drive.
That's a drive.
That is true.
You could take the van.
No, I'm not taking the van. I'll get there and there'll be nowhere to park. I'll just have to drive in circles.
Have to try to turn around somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Back up. Let's see. We need to take a break. Yes. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. The song I'm going to play, it's called 45 Miles, and it's by a guy, Todd Snyder. A couple weeks ago, I played a song by Todd Snyder that probably turned out to be everybody's earworm for the week.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N,
beer run.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N,
beer run. We'll be right back. Okay, well, that was Todd Snyder, 45 Miles. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Every now and then, I just burst into song. I feel like Paul Hunley.
I do too.
Just out of the blue, I'll go B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Nana Kay says, hold on, I just got something from her. It says, regarding Ty's band, what does sign in mean? I don't know what that means. What does sign in mean?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What's the second band name?
Crimson Shadow.
Oh.
Hmm. Not sure, Nana. I don't know.
You misheard something, I think.
We don't know.
Mom, we'll talk tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So earlier when we were talking about Ty's favorite president, Donald Trump, I mentioned that this movie that we watched called The Apprentice. Steph and I watched it. I guess it was last weekend. Something like that.
Something.
Anyway, The Apprentice, and it's not about Donnie's reality TV show. The Apprentice is a movie sort of about Trump's life.
Young Donald Trump.
Yeah, young Donald Trump.
Douche.
And I had a conversation with my dad about it, and I told him that he should watch it. And I said to him, I said, you know, for about 30 seconds in the movie, I was like, you know what, maybe this guy's getting a bad rap. And then not even 30 seconds later, I was like, nope. He's a douche. He's always been a douche.
Evil.
He's always been this guy.
Yeah.
Always been this guy.
Yeah.
And the thing about the apprentice, because he had sort of like a mentor, this attorney, Roy Cohn.
Yes.
And Roy Cohn basically gave him the skill set.
He helped fine tune.
Yeah, right. I mean, he was already a bad actor. But now all of a sudden you add, this is the way to get through everything in your life. I mean, to the point where it's like, no matter what they say about you, you're still the best. You come across as you are the best. Everybody else is dumb, ignorant, stupid. You're the best. Whatever you're doing is bigger, better, brighter than anybody else. Everything you've ever done is bigger than anybody else has ever done. You are the best, no matter what. And that came out in that movie. That was the training from Roy Cohn. And if you look at the way this guy acts on a daily basis, that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, I tell you, I get so frustrated with the way he's now especially starting to attack the female journalists,
mm-hmm.
Stupid, dumb, obnoxious, horrible, the Piggy. Worst ever, Piggy, that kind of thing. I am waiting. I am waiting. My Uncle Lenny sent me a Facebook message the other day, and it was a message from Barack Obama, and he was talking about when he and Pete Hegseth had that whole big meeting with all the generals and admirals right. and stuff like that at Quantico. Well, there was something that we didn't get to see. Okay, so apparently, at one point toward the end of it. This one admiral stood up and said, "You're an embarrassment. You're shameful. You are an embarrassment to the country." Da 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 da. Donnie shut up, didn't know what to say, slammed his hand on the podium, and walked off the stage. Right? That's what these journalists need to start saying. If he ever said anything like that to me, mm-hmm. I'd have been like, "You want me to come up there and punch you in the mouth?" Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, who do you think you are? You know. President, you're Ty's president, not mine. You know, I don't get it. I don't get the, you know, why these people are not saying anything. Why isn't anybody else in the crowd
keeping him in check?
Right. Why doesn't go? Yeah. I'm okay. I'm stupid. Well, you're the worst president ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, they're all afraid of him because throw he has back. Money.
So what? A lot of people have money.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Look what happened to Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's still alive somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His wife is a piece of work, I know that.
No, she's oof.
Oof. Yep, she's a real piece of work.
Satan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing that ever happened to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get a chance to watch The Apprentice, I think we watched it on Netflix. I'm yeah. pretty sure it's good. Very good.
Yeah, I don't remember which platform it was.
It's not real long. It's just one episode. It's good. Definitely watch it.
I know he tried to stop it from coming
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was not pleased.
Yeah.
Not pleased that came out. Something else on Netflix that I saw is there's going to be a new murder mystery on Netflix called Wake Up Dead Man. And I did not write down the list of the actors that are in it, but everybody you know is in it. It's going to be, I mean, there's so many great people in it. I wrote down a lot of great people in it. Comes out today, as a matter of fact. It comes out tonight.
Is that one of those Knives Out, Glass Onion things?
I think so.
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
It's called Wake Up Dead Man. So that'll be something that we get to watch. And I think it's a series, but I think it's like a limited series. It's like a 3 or 4 episode sort
it's
of
It's just a movie.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours, 20 minutes. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. So.
Cast. Mm-hmm. Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Scott. Mila Kunis. Jeremy Renner. Glenn Close.
Right. It's got... There's
Tom Hayden, Josh Brolin.
Right. It's got a lot of people in it. I don't know. Be something to watch.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah. Wake Up Dead Man, Netflix. Came out today. Check it out. Let me know what you think. 727-804-5891.
It's got a 92% Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty good for Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. And that is on Netflix, yes.
Mm. Yep. Let's see. If we're talking about movies, I saw this thing the other day, and they were asking what the best black and white movies of all time were. And at first I was like...
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein is on my list right up there toward the top. Right up there toward the top. I think I asked you about this the other day, Steph, and you said Philadelphia Story.
Philadelphia Story.
Yeah, the Katharine Hepburn one. That's Katharine Hepburn, Jimmy Stewart.
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think, and you probably won't get this, but the Godzilla Minus One, it just came out fairly recently.
Black and white?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's fantastic. For being a Godzilla movie, mm-hmm. It is very deep and moving.
Okay. Did you watch the new Frankenstein movie?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's very good. I love that.
I want to get that on the DVD.
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, I wrote down some other ones. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic movie.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Psycho.
Ooh, Psycho.
Casablanca. 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men.
Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon. Manhattan. Streetcar Named Desire. Mm. Right? Let's see.
Dial M for Murder.
On the Waterfront.
The first 10 minutes of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And the last 10 minutes of The Wizard of Oz.
All About Eve.
Ooh, All About Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mockingbird, right? We said that one, To Kill a Mockingbird. And let's see, what did I write this one? Bringing Up Baby, that's a great one, too. That's a Cary Grant movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie.
Seven Samurai.
You don't
know about any Akira Kurosawa.
I know.
You don't know that.
You're right. But one of my all-time favorite black and white movies actually came out in the 80s, and it was Raging Bull. I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
I've always said that Raging Bull is probably in my top, maybe top seven movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to write down on this list Rear Window. But Rear Window was not
in black and white.
Gone with the Wind. Was Gone with the Wind in black and white?
I think some of it was.
Rear Window, I looked it up today. They said it was done in Technicolor. Mm-hmm. They said, but they filmed it in Technicolor. But the way they filmed it, it seemed like a black and white movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, did it seem like a black and white movie because of when it was put out? You know,
Sin City is a great movie.
Citizen Kane, Dad just said Citizen Kane.
I thought about Citizen Kane.
Yeah,
Rosebud.
Right. So I don't know. I love the whole black and white genre of movies.
I think it should come back.
I think so too. I mean, for me. I remember, watching all the... My mom was a big old movie buff. So I, like on Saturday mornings and stuff like that, we would just watch all these old movies from back in the day. They were all black and white, you know. And then I feel like everything went to color. And then I guess it was in like 19... I hadn't graduated high school yet, so I was probably like 79 or 80. Raging Bull came out and we went to the movie theater. And I was like, this movie's in black and white?
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Now Voyager. I love that movie. The ones I like, when I would watch TCM a lot, would be the black and white movie, mm-hmm. but the name of the movie would be The Woman in the Green Dress.
Yeah, right.
You know, or The Red Shoes. And, and everything's black and white.
Right.
And it's like, which one's the green dress?
Mm-hmm.
There are movies that I think could be better if they were in black and white, like Chinatown.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I think the whole visual concept of black and white, it's almost, to me, more pleasing. It's not as distracting. It's like you can almost really get into it more because it's just, this is what it is, man.
Yep.
It's black and white, you know. It's not, there's not all this other stuff going on.
Right.
You know, I don't know, I dig
it. No, I love old black and white movies.
Yep. Yeah, Raging Bull, when I was so pleased, and I saw Raging Bull in the movie theater. And I've always said that Raging Bull, truly, top like one of my top seven movies of all time. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, see it. Do it. Black and white. You'll love it.
Black and white.
You'll love it. Let's see. Dad said, aren't you colorblind?
What?
Only when it comes to race. sometimes I crack myself up. Let's see. Here's something to think about. If if one of us went missing.
Oh, God.
Okay. How would you describe, like if Ty went missing, how would we describe him to the authorities? Or how would you guys, if I went missing, how would you guys describe me to the authorities? What are they looking for?
Well, don't go to the authorities, number one, if I go missing, because they're probably involved.
They probably have you. You got iced right out of here?
Yeah, probably.
He looks like he could be Hispanic.
This guy right here, that's the enemy within.
Right, right. I mean, that's a pretty heavy responsibility. You know, it's like you've got a loved one who's now missing, and now you've got to try to come up with the best description that you can.
Like, we don't live in an age of smartphones with cameras.
Sure. Right. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Didn't even think about that. Oh, here's a picture.
Yeah. He looks like this.
I don't have to describe anything.
Here, look at this.
I got about 500 pictures on my phone.
You want to see him picking his nose?
Yeah, right.
This is something him he does as a hot dog.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think he was wearing the hot dog costume at the time he disappeared.
But maybe. We can't rule it out.
Let me check the costume closet.
Sally Lou says she can hear us now. She deleted her app and then reloaded it.
Oh, good.
Thank God. Well, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Sally Lou.
Core 4.
Mm-hmm. Core 4. We need to make some t-shirts that say Core 4.
We do.
Core 4. Yep.
They'll be able to say they knew us when.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Core 4 groupies.
Before we were abducted by ICE. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dad says, now see, that's mean. He said, if it was me that was missing, my dad would say, just look for the guy with the skinny legs. Yeah. I'm not the only one, man. There's a lot of us out there. They get me where I'm going, damn it. I mean, not as good as they used to.
And, you know, when he wears long pants, you can't really tell.
I used to be pretty fleet of feet when I was younger. I was pretty
light in the loafers, if you will.
That's another way to say it, Ty. not the preferred nomenclature, but that's another way to say it.
Well, he's 6 feet tall. His legs are skinnier than mine.
Debbie Dan Gray, Core 4. Hold on, what'd she say? Core 4 groupie t-shirt size large.
Okay, got it.
Anybody else want a Core 4 t-shirt? I'm telling you. Just start texting your sizes.
Yeah.
I have We're a gonna lot make more them. Free time now.
Yeah.
And Ty knows how to make some shirts.
That's right. We're gonna do it. We're going to do the Core 4.
We'll do the Core 4. Mm-hmm.
And then one day we'll have a Core 4 party.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A secret meeting.
Yeah.
We'll have everybody flown in and join us here in the studio.
Yes. We'll for the Core 4 party.
Big Core 4 party show.
The ritual.
Right. Mm-hmm. It'll be satanic.
We'll get those brownies.
No, those brownies.
Those brownies.
The evil ones.
Yeah. I saw this thing that said 67% of people surveyed.
6-7.
Yeah, right. 6-7. 67% of people surveyed say they wish they could hibernate through winter.
I would be part
67%.
Of
67%.
6-7. Count me in.
I mean, that's a lot of like unambitious people. I mean, it's a little chilly out there, but
I don't do the cold. Hey, 27 degrees and snow. Hmm. Hibernating all the way, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get up and see the snow, though. Snow's pretty. Snow's very pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Doesn't mean I have to go out in it.
No.
Oh, those were the days. Remember going snow skiing, sledding, building snowmen?
Yeah.
I still want to go snowboarding, damn it.
That's the one thing I'd love to be able to do is snowboarding.
It looks so cool.
It looks the coolest of the cool, and it looks like it would be easy to do, but I bet it's not.
Yeah.
I bet it's really not. I feel like at the end of the day, you're going to feel like you got beat up. You were rolled all day, manipulated, mugged. You're going to be beat up at the end of the day. But it looks so cool. Yeah. I mean, it's like a skateboard on the snow.
Right.
And it's a wider board. It's like, this should be easy, right?
Surfing without the sharks.
You're right.
But with ice and trees.
Yeah.
Pick your poison.
Mm-hmm. What do I want to talk about now? Mm-hmm. I got to say some stuff for the second hour.
Right.
We can't just blow through all this.
Slow down.
Talk slow.
Right. Oh, man. If I don't know where you are. Listen, this is like a gift-giving season, and a lot of times people will get gifts that are garments, you know, clothing, stuff like that. And I recently had to – I think it was last weekend. I went into my closet, and I had a plethora of things that it's like almost all of my clothes that I wear to work have holes in them.
Right.
Because I deal with chemicals and stuff like that.
Not very carefully.
Right.
It would seem.
Well, listen, you can be as careful as you want to. It just jumps on you. I'm telling you. But I bagged up this huge construction bag full of clothes. I bet that thing weighed 60 pounds full of clothes. So liberating. So liberating. If you ever, I mean, these are clothes that I could not donate.
Yeah,
they all had holes in them.
They're shreds.
Everything had holes in them.
Is that why you're naked right now?
Well, why they were still?
All your clothes?
I'm trying out a new thing. This is like a pre naked show because I'm thinking next year all naked.
Mm.
And Ty is going
maybe topless in a kilt, no underwear underneath, and Crocs.
We should look into some grooming.
No grooming.
Some yard management.
No grooming. Nope. We're just gonna do it. But listen, if you haven't cleaned out your closet in a while, my personal experience was it's very liberating. Do it. You'll feel much better. Just do it.
You'll have so many more hangers.
Right.
So are you saying you came out of the closet?
I came out of the closet liberated.
He got rid of all of his holy
clothes.
That's
usually how it works.
Yeah. boy. What was it? 3 weeks we went without having you on the show.
You missed it, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, so many of those clothes. It's like, why? We wash this one more time.
Right.
And it's going to break the washing machine.
Right.
Because it's going to get all tangled up inside. Mm. Throw it away.
Yep. I did see where apparently Florida Governor Ronnie D has been very busy, and now he's he's now put out a law now that prohibits license plate frames.
That's not new in Florida.
Well,
it hasn't stopped anybody yet.
No.
Well, now they're saying that. You could get up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine.
Well, and maybe they're going to start to enforce it, but the license plate frames and covers.
A lot of them come from the dealership.
Right.
You know.
But that's always been on the books, mm-hmm. but it wasn't. A reason to pull someone over.
Well, now with ICE and all that stuff, now it's like, well, I pulled you over because I can't see your license plate.
Right.
Now, I have seen some license plate frames. You can't even tell what state it's from.
Right.
You know.
Where they're tinted
I get that.
Covered.
I get it. But now what they're saying is the license plate frame can't cover any of the license plate.
Right.
Nothing.
Well, and that's what it's always said.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I forget, what do they call that? It wasn't something that they could pull you over for, but it was something, if you do get pulled over, that they would add that as a charge.
Your mom says she has a bunch of shirts for me.
Oh, good. Well, he won't have to do the show naked.
All right. I'll wear them to Thank work you. And get them all holed up.
Yeah, make them holy.
All holy, yeah.
Get them blessed by the chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Chlorine and acid. What else do we have?
That's it.
That's it, folks. We're only doing an hour show tonight. We just ran out of content.
Shut it down. Brownie time.
Yeah, right. Brownie time. Oh, man. So we are getting close to Christmas, man. What are we? Today is what, the 12th?
Yeah.
Is it?
What, 13 more days?
13 days, yeah.
13 more days till Christmas.
Less than 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Tick, tick.
What are we doing? What are you getting me?
I don't know. I'm probably going to get Millie a globe. Got to make sure she knows that the Earth is round.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Or get her a flat globe and make her dad real happy.
Get a model of the universe.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just replace the Earth with a CD.
I saw this thing on TikTok where it's like there's like somehow you're able to project like this big cloud over your bed, and it you can make it so it looks like it's raining, or it look like it's
we've got one of those.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have like a rain one. We've got like a universe one.
Okay, well, this is like a big cloud that's just hanging over your bed.
I'd be afraid that the raining one would make me wet the bed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to get her. There's so many cool things. I saw this thing where it's like a pane of glass, and then you put like these things behind it, and you trace them. And when you trace them, it becomes neon. Look really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
She wants SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
She's all into SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
That's her thing.
That's what do you want Santa to bring you? Anything SpongeBob.
I thought she was a Sonic kid.
No, she's super, super SpongeBob.
She's both.
Dad made her cry.
Oh, my God. I told her that they took Patrick Starr off the show.
That Patrick and SpongeBob had a fight and Patrick
she
left.
She started crying.
She went into the library to cry.
Yeah, I was like,
she was shook.
I'm kidding.
You destroyed her world.
She's a true believer.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, it's, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What a jerk I am.
Yeah. Especially because Patrick reminds her of her dad.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We've been prattling along now for an hour, if you can believe that. We have another hour to go, but before we get to that point, we have to take a break. And during this break, I got to play a bunch of promos. And these promos are of shows that come on later this evening and then throughout the weekend. Please do yourself a favor and check them out. Because there's all kinds of fantastic stuff here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. At the end of the break, to honor, I guess, sort of the birthday of, what's his name?
Oh, that's a great honor.
What is his name? What's the guy from the Doors? Jim Morrison.
Just lost
my mind.
Right. I'm going to play a little Roadhouse Blues, but before that, I got to play all this other stuff. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, we are back, and that was Roadhouse Blues by The Doors. One of the best lines of all in a rock and roll song. Woke up this morning, got myself a beer. The future's uncertain, and the end is always near.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very, very.
Yep. I played that because Jim Morrison would have been 82 years old this past Monday. But like I said earlier on the show, he joined the 27 Club July 3rd, 1971. So that's that. We are back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show in the studio. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie. We got our boy, Ty Ginn, back from a little bit of a hiatus.
What'd you say about my anus?
I didn't say anything about your anus. Something about a hiatus. Good. Sounds the same. Sounds the same.
You watch yourself.
Yep.
He's got the bell.
Yep. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text if you want to play along. We've gotten some good play along so far in the show. Core four. Thank God that Sally Lou finally got tuned in, and I like it when core five. Core five. That's good. I like that. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We are back. Third segment of the show, and we'll see if we have enough content to make it to the rest of the show.
Well, we'll do something.
This is the part of the show where we all start talking really,
really
slow. A lot of pregnant pauses. Dramatic pauses.
Right, yeah. Build anticipation.
Yeah. what was I going to talk about? I had something picked up.
You're done. Ran out.
No.
You jabbered all through it.
Mm. I saw this story the other day. It said this dude in Ohio, he went to the bank and he went to the drive-thru and he accidentally, you know how the drive-thru has the vacuum tubes, or you put your stuff in and sucks it into the bank. Well, he accidentally put his meth in the vacuum tube.
Cool.
Oops.
That is not legal currency, my guy. Try again.
At what point? Now, listen, if you're the teller, what's your first reaction? You open it up and it's like, well,
score.
No, but I mean, is your first reaction call the cops? No. Or I mean, what happens? Or do you just go, I don't think you meant to send this to me?
And is
you
send this it your back? Meth, sir?
This appears to be meth.
I think so, you messed up.
I think you messed up. That's great. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? You know, I think this guy ended up getting arrested, but it's like, you know, what a jerk, man. I mean, the guy, you know, it's not your problem. It's his problem. Send him his problem back. You know, he's not hurting anybody.
Did he send the money too?
I think probably he sent whatever. It's like he pulled out whatever was in his pocket and it just happened to be a little baggie of meth too. You know, and threw it in the tube.
Smooth move, Heisenberg.
Yeah, right. You know, what do? You know, I mean, I think they must have, you know, rang all the alarms and got this guy arrested. You know, so I don't know. I think that's kind of a dick move. You know, it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Well, look.
Guy's just driving around town, hopped up on meth.
Possession is illegal. Look who's holding the meth now.
Well, listen. Yeah, right. Listen, I mean, it's like, think about it this way. There's a lot of meth heads that don't even have cars. At least he has a car.
He's doing well.
He's doing well for a meth head.
Probably not his car.
He probably stole it. It's probably a stolen car.
Probably got charged with that, too.
Damn it. No plates.
His plate was covered.
Probably wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
I just borrowed it. Damn it.
The meth was already in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here's something. I saw this thing. It said 27% of people admit to stealing from self-checkout.
No.
Well, you don't steal from self-checkout. You steal from Walmart. Walmart's an evil corporation. And that's okay.
Well, I guess 27% of people admit to stealing at the self-checkout. And listen, I can say
If they're making me work, I get an employee discount.
Well, right. there's a lot of people that have that mindset. But I have never not rung anything up. But on more than one occasion, I have gone to the self-checkout, watched somebody walk away, and they forgot their change in the change thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine.
That's mine.
That's mine.
Thanks.
That's mine.
I have not on purpose, and I can't even remember what it was.
Right.
When I got to the car
mm-hmm.
and I started loading all the stuff in,
right,
I forgot it was something small and flat. I don't remember what it was.
Right.
But I forgot to ring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'm not going back in to pay the 13 cents for the Kool-Aid pack or whatever it was. But it was like, yeah.
I don't go to the casino or anything, but I do go to Home Depot
yeah.
and buy multiple of things. And then they ask me how many I have, and we have to do the little poker game.
mm-hmm.
You can see clearly that's two, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
I remember a story from a kid that I knew when I grew up, and he worked at a grocery store. And this is before, you know, he was old enough to drink beer. So it was like anytime, and he was like a bag boy.
Yeah.
You know? So his move was whenever he would – you know, take the groceries out to somebody's car, he would always put the beer on the bottom of the buggy, right? And he would load everything up, and then he'd take that beer and throw it in the trunk of his car, you know? And it was like, what are you talking about? I loaded everything in your car.
It's all in there, man.
It's all in there.
Yeah, that was very common back in the day.
Right.
There are a lot of people when I worked at the grocery store. It would come in and say, oh, you know, apparently I left, you know, the bag boy, because that's back when somebody took your groceries to the car every time.
All they have to do is look at the receipt. It's like, well, I paid for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then well, they give them their beer.
Right. They just give them a new one.
Yeah. Sorry, it didn't get loaded.
Yeah, well, where is it? Where's the one that didn't get loaded? Bag boy over there has, you know, five cases of beer in the trunk of his car.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. That was a strange days back in the day when we were teenagers and we were still too young to get beer and stuff like that. You know, sitting out in front of the convenience store waiting for somebody that we thought might be cool. for us to give him our $10, you know, to go in and buy us a six pack.
$10.
That's when drinking was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And then you always had to have the friend that looked old enough.
You know, I mean, that's Kevin.
And you always,
right, Kevin.
He's the youngest.
We had Chris. We had Chris, and it was always like there was always like a thing where you had to like really talk him up. You know, prior to going in the store, it's like, no, dude, no, really. You clearly pass for 24.
You got this.
Yeah. I mean, and the whole talking him up, and it was like, all right, okay, yeah, I can see it. You know, and he's looking in the mirror and, you know, do I really look that old? Yeah, you do, man. I mean, you got it. You got
Maybe
it
you should try this lipstick.
And then finally, Chris would go in and come out and be like, touchdown.
Just come out running.
And now there's five of us, and you know, five of us in the car, and we just bought a six pack.
Yeah.
Score.
Right.
So. And that was when the drinking age was 18.
Yeah, right. Yep. Terrible.
I know.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Mm. Did you guys, or do you guys know, what a whale's penis is called?
No.
It's called a dork.
It's called a dork. You dork head. Dork face. dork breath.
That explains a lot.
It's called a dork. A whale's penis is called a dork. Just random.
Okay.
Cool.
6'7". Where does our slang come from?
Who did this come from? Hold on. 410 area code.
Is it about your extended warranty?
No. Hold on.
410 is Maryland, isn't it?
Maybe. Hold on. See, I got to put my code in. This is ridiculous. I need to figure out the thumbprint thing.
Yeah. Eastern Maryland, including Baltimore, Annapolis, and the Eastern Shore.
Have you considered that it was somebody else's meth, seeing as how it's not his car and he didn't want to get caught with it? Or did he have one of those borders on his license plate? And that would be three strikes. Oh, from Jason.
Ah. Oh, well, he's from Maryland.
There you go. I didn't know he was from Maryland.
I didn't know you were from Maryland either.
I'm also from Maryland. How about that?
The connections just keep happening.
I was born in Maryland.
Yes.
How about that? Very cool.
Very cool. Thanks for playing along, Jay.
Yep. Appreciate it. Love it. Let's see. What else do we have?
Hi to April.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What else? So we did the dude with the meth. What else do we have? The whale penis. Let's see. We did the 27% of people admit. My pen just ran out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can't have mine. No, I'm using it.
I have one in the closet. But, yeah, this is definitely. Oh, no, there it goes.
What else does he have in the closet, right. Ty?
So I saw the story. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are concerned about their health, right? And a lot of people think that
it's a racket.
About 67% of people.
6'7". A lot of people are concerned about the way that, you know, they keep track of their health by keeping track of, like, their bowel movements.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So Kohler, the toilet company, came out with this $600 toilet that basically films your movement and analyzes it for health reasons, right? Well, what happened is apparently there's a website where it has been hacked.
Oh no!
So there's these creeps out there that are into watching bowel movements. So if you have one of these Kohler toilets. And
they got your booty tape.
Somebody out there may have seen your bowel movement.
Okay.
Right.
The people. Yeah. People are so interesting. You never know, man.
Mm-mm. I heard this story one time that somebody, there was a story about this dude that liked to lay under a glass table and have a girl squat over and poop on the table. It was like, what? What kind of effery is this?
What are you into, man?
Well, my question is, what happens before that happens, and what happens after that happens? Can you do it again?
No.
Want to swing through a Taco Bell? I mean, what is the? I don't get it.
I'm trying to picture how the toilet records you, and I think they just have a guy, and he's just there doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You weren't hacked. You just sold it.
I don't know, man.
You're on the hub now.
There's some people into some weird stuff. I just don't understand. I mean, if you're going to hack anything, that's what you're going to hack?
Yeah. I'm telling you, they didn't get hacked. They just sold it.
Yeah. Oh, so somebody at Kohler said, hey, I know there's a lot of weirdos out there. I could sell this content. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a whole dark web out there.
A whole dark web out there. Clamoring for poop pictures. Yeah. And we could make it really interesting and tell them if they're healthy or not.
Oh, yeah, but it looks great.
Now, this particular one that I'm sending you the video of, prime. This person's in top grade shape.
Like a bull.
This other one I'm sending you, they're about to die. Stage four over here.
Bit goose-ish.
Hey, listen, what would the Marco Radio Happy Hour show be without a little poop talk?
Poop talk.
Yep.
Can we make poop talk shirts?
Core four poop talk.
Brown shirts.
Let's talk.
Yellow letters.
Yellow-ish.
Yellow-ish.
Sorry, everybody.
Core well, four. It's... The other day, I was out at the marina,
yeah,
and I didn't see the bird sitting on the boat.
Yeah.
And as I walked by, all of a sudden, this big white sploosh happened, and I was like, what was that? Because fish are jumping.
Right.
And then I walked around the corner, and there's the bird. But... I thought it was some sort of like jellyfish or like octopus, how they squirt.
Oh, right, right, right.
It was like, what was that?
So somebody pooped in the water?
It was the bird.
You witnessed a bombing.
I didn't see the bird.
I told you that time, remember way back when we had the carpet cleaner business? I came out from that condo that was situated right next to the Seabird Sanctuary on Gulf Boulevard.
Right.
And thankfully, it was the last job of the day. I'd finished the job. I'm loading my stuff in the van. And all of a sudden, I get this complete load on my forearm. And it was hot.
Yeah.
And I was...
not wearing a long sleeve shirt.
I mean, unbelievable. And I immediately, I'm trying not to gag. And I'm trying to wipe this off. And... it was like a pelican flew over and crapped on my arm.
Well, and all they eat is fish.
And it was just disgusting. And it landed literally right on my forearm. And I swear, for about a week, as many times as I washed my arm, it was like, could not get rid of that smell.
Permanent.
It was bad. I never went to that condo again.
Well, I mean, you're in this parking lot. Did you find a stick or something?
Man, I'm loading my stuff and poof. What?
We need to take a break, honey.
Oh, my God. Already?
Yes.
Look at us go. We might make it. We might make it.
Thank you, Poop Talk.
Okay, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take this... third or fourth and final break of the show. This will lead us into our fourth segment of the show. And this is going to be our first Christmas song of the year.
Of the season.
Of the season, right. This one is by a lady called Tabitha Meeks. I played a song last week by Tabitha Meeks that my dad poo-pooed. He did not like it. But this one is a Christmas song. It's hard to poo-poo a Christmas song. We'll be right back. All right, well, I'm ready for Christmas myself.
Short and sweet.
Tabitha Meeks, everybody. Hope Dad dug that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Christmas song, damn it.
Right.
Anyway, folks, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call or text. We've gotten quite a few texts this evening, and I appreciate every single one of them. Thank you so much. Means a lot. There's a lot of times, you know, you do this show. Sometimes... if we were not going to get any text messages, any sort of playback at all, it's almost as if we're just the three of us are just talking to ourselves or talking to each other, which is cool.
Which is what which happens is cool. Every other night of the week, standing right. In the kitchen.
Right.
The difference is
but it means a
we're
lot
in
that
the studio
there,
with
there
headphones
are people
on.
Out there actually listening, and I hope you all feel somewhat entertained.
Or at least
a little bit.
At least at home.
Yeah, right. Let's see. One of the things I wanted to bring up before the end of the show. I saw this thing today. I'm kind of a person. I like sort of cool stuff, quirky stuff a little bit. And I'm not a guy that drinks a lot of like whiskey. I'm definitely a beer guy.
Right.
But I will have a glass of whiskey every once in a while. But I saw these really cool ice molds today, and they're in the shape of French bulldogs.
Oh.
Right. And when you put it in your glass, it's like it's sitting in the bottom of your glass. It's really cool looking. So okay. That's something to consider.
Christmas idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What to get Dad for Christmas.
Yeah, because I'm going to start drinking a bunch of whiskey.
Right.
It's Mad Men time.
Yeah, right.
I still have ice balls in the freezer.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Those have now become weapons. Let's see. What else did I have here? Oh, so I saw this thing, and this is sort of random. Did you know that splinter-free toilet paper was invented in 1935?
1935?
Splinter-free toilet paper.
It seems like an awful long time to be dealing with that.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was like it was literally a crapshoot. You never knew what you were going to get. You knew you had to do your business. It could be rough. Could be rough at the end.
Splinter free. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They've come a long way with toilet paper.
Yeah. Have you ever in your life, more poop talk, have you ever used anything other than toilet paper? Has there ever been an emergency where you had to use something other than toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that great either. It was those brown napkins.
You can't flush those.
Well,
it's their toilet. It's their issue, right? It's their plumbing problem, not mine. Nah. Oh my God. One time, this is when I was a young Marine out in California, and I believe I was with Jay. And it was one of those nights that he came and picked me up. He was stationed down at Camp Pendleton, and I was up at El Toro, and he came and picked me up. And we had gone, geez, where were we? I don't think we weren't in Hollywood. I think we were like San Bernardino or something like that for whatever reason. I don't even know why. Anyway, so we had gone and gotten something to eat, and all of a sudden I got the bubble guts. It's like, oh my God, this is bad.
Code brown.
This is serious bad. And it was like, it was the last minute. I fly into a gas station bathroom that was horrific as it, you know, anyway.
And you helped.
I didn't have time to clean the seat, no nothing, right? And I just completely unload, right?
Straight legging it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then I look over, no paper.
Well, you're in there now.
No paper. So I used my boxers. That wasn't getting it. Both my socks.
Need something a little more absorbent.
Both my socks. Yeah.
You just come out sweating. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't flush him.
Oh, good.
I just left draped in
just,
there.
Just left it to cook.
Threw him on the floor.
Draped in there over there. In the cap rail. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. No, I threw him in the trash can.
Oh, good.
Threw him in the trash can.
But. Well, in case someone else needed to use them.
Right. Yeah, there's no paper in here.
There's no paper. Here, have a dirty sock.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Making some pooper mache.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, the whole bathroom thing is just pretty disgusting as it is. You know, it's
not cool.
I don't know why we haven't evolved to the point where we're not like, you know, dogs or cats. It's just, you know, you pinch it off. There's no wiping. You know what I mean? Why haven't we gotten there yet? You would think that that would be one of the things that we had gotten to the point where we had evolved enough.
Big toilet paper.
Where that wasn't.
Is in too deep.
Big toilet paper is keeping us down, man. Yeah. I always said that if I was going to invest in stocks, I'd invest in a toilet paper company because you're never going to, you know, they're never going to go out of business.
What are you going to do? Stop wiping?
You ever heard of a toilet paper going out of business? Toilet paper company going out of business? Never happened. Yeah.
10,000 years.
Right. I don't know what kind of stocks you can get there. Probably not a very good payout, but yeah.
They're always making money.
I guess.
That's it. Always. We need to start a toilet paper brand.
Always printing tickets.
Core four.
Core four. Mm-hmm. Deborah Dan Gray, so glad dinner is done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to say, Mom, I hope you're not eating.
Deborah Dan Gray, maple leaf.
Maple leaf, yeah.
Deborah Dan Gray. Oh, you just ruined my dinner. Maple leaf.
The leaves are better
kind of slight is that on the Canadians?
If the leaf situation is better if they're green and not...
Sounds like you have some experience.
Yes, not fallen...
Well, brown ones, I mean...
Dry, crispy leaves.
No, right.
Do not work well.
A little too crumbly.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. You need the fresh leaves.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Not looking for a chips and dip situation.
I remember the first time I saw a human poop in the woods. I was probably about 10, and my buddy David, had to go, and we were in the woods building forts and stuff, and he had to go, and he just leaned up on a tree, and I was like, wow, that just really happened.
You're really going for it.
You really did that.
I remember. It's that little park now right next to Home Depot.
Okay.
Back when that used to be. I remember I was there with like Michael and his parents, and we were just driving to Home Depot. And there was just a guy in the woods, but we couldn't see him. And it's like, oh, you got to go farther in, man.
Yeah, you're too close to the road.
Yep. So if you're a new listener to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, buckle up, because we talk about poop and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. This is something that I saw earlier today, pretty much just before the show. So the regime... now wants to do away with woke fonts.
Oh. And
what are those?
Fonts, you know, like fonts for writing and stuff. Like,
but woke, which, woke ones,
fonts. Which ones are woke?
There's one that that the Biden administration put in that's called Calibri. And Calibri...
That doesn't sound American.
Well, right. Well, guess what? Everybody on Fox News is trying to spin this thing like this is somehow a racial thing. Calibri, and Calibri apparently is easier to read. It's a little, it's not as blunt as a lot of type.
It's a little softer.
It's a little softer, and rounder. It's easier to read for people that are visually impaired. So
can't have that.
Your mom says, fortunately, I wasn't hungry tonight.
Oh, good.
And now you won't be tomorrow either.
Or ever again.
Ruining dinner from 6 to 8 every Friday night.
Every Friday night.
We're a weight loss show.
Yes. There you go.
We're doing you a favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so apparently Marco Rubio is the one that's pushing this whole idea of getting rid of woke fonts. We got to go back to, New York Times Roman.
Times Roman, yeah.
New York Times Roman. This Calibri. It's like this is what happens. This is what happens. You've seen the cabinet meetings, right? Where everybody has to go around and, you know, kiss his ass as he's sleeping in there.
Right.
And so they talk about all the great and wonderful things that he's doing, just like Kristi Noem last week said that he, thank God, he prevented the hurricanes this year in Florida. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, he prevented the hurricanes, right?
Yeah, our fearless
leader.
He's a
weather god now.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yes. And this is how ridiculous these meetings
praised.
Are. Right. So, and the thing is, Rubio sits right next to him. And Rubio's looking at him, and he's sound asleep. And Rubio can see that he's sound asleep. But Rubio continues to kiss his ass. Next week in the cabinet meeting, he can go, guess what, sir? You're so great and wonderful, and guess what I'm doing? I'm getting rid of woke text.
Woke fonts.
Yeah, woke fonts, you know.
Wouldn't it be cool if he
Sir, you ever heard of that Calibri?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Todd?
If he just didn't wake up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Anyway, yeah, so let's do away with any woke fonts that would help some people out. You know, let's do away with all the things that would help people out.
No, we can't help people.
No.
That's communist.
That's woke. Ty, it's woke.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah. You better learn how to read the New York Times Roman.
No, you know what?
Or don't read at all.
Let's just go back to cursive.
No reading.
Yeah, no reading.
No reading.
We'll tell you what you need to know.
We're banning reading.
Yeah.
We're probably not too far from that.
No, they keep banning books. You know, To Kill a Mockingbird. Good luck finding that anywhere streaming.
Yep.
That is not the message we want to send. Which I keep meaning to try to look up. There was back in like World War II era, There was a black and white PSA message from the Department of Homeland Security about fascism.
Oh.
That they used to play, they would show it like at school or whatever. And I feel like that old PSA needs to be run on the reg. And I don't know what organization to reach out to that has the financial power to buy ad space to run the ad. But I'm going to look into it.
It'd be cool.
It would be cool.
That's how woke I am.
You're very woke.
Well, I'm a little more awake this week than last week.
Did you see that Costco is suing Trump for imposing tariffs?
Again.
Yep.
Good.
So now what they're expecting is for MAGA to boycott Costco because they're going against Daddy. Costco is going to sue Trump for imposing the tariffs and causing them to raise all their prices. Good time to become a member.
Yep.
Let's see, what else do we have? I think we've pretty much blown through all our content, so I'm just really looking for something. If anybody's got anything that you want to spill on me here. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but we do have some time left. It's too early to do the quotes, so.
Talk slower
than we've been slowing. Is there another poop story we could come up with?
Could we come up
with? Ty, how was your this morning's bowel movement?
Today, good. Yesterday, not so much.
Not so good, right?
I had a moment at work that felt like I was wrestling the devil and losing.
I can only imagine Joe B's at home. He's like, this is their last show.
Never
he says
again.
That every week.
This is their last show.
10 years.
It used to be a wholesome family show.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
It never was.
Now they talk about poop. All the time.
All the time.
We haven't had a Python report in like 5 years.
We have not had a Python report, but I did see it, I don't know. Ty, you TikTok, right?
It's kind of been a while.
Do you ever see the fake snake scare pranks?
Yeah, no, I would.
Oh my god. They'll put like a fake snake. It's usually guys golfing.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they'll clip one to this golfer's shirt. You know what I mean?
Don't do that. We are not friends anymore.
Right. Oh, my God. I see these guys. I laugh so hard. And it's so crazy because I would be so mad if anybody did that to me.
Don't, yeah, especially if we're golfing and I have a weapon in my hand.
I was going to say, you've got a whole bag of clubs that you can club people with.
I mean, there's nothing that gives me more joy than the scare prank videos. I mean, I will laugh until I'm crying.
Because you're evil.
You are evil. It is so funny. You know what? Birthday.
Yeah.
I scared, so Bridget, a lot of times at work, Bridget is our admin at work. She a lot of times will try to scare Blake when he comes into work, right? So I was like, oh, I'm going to get her. So I got her the other day and I almost fell down. I scared her. So, well, then a couple days later, she got me.
Good.
And literally, my heart felt weird for about an hour afterwards. She gave me like an infarction.
You're not in the best shape anymore, bud.
A cardio infarction. There was something happened to me.
You have an arrhythmia. Yeah,
something. I skipped a few beats.
Way to go, Bridget.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. For about an hour, my heart felt different.
Too big.
Yeah, right.
Instead of pumping, it was warbling.
It was doing something. Right. I was proud that I didn't let out a big squeal or anything like that. But it was more of like an, oh, God damn it. And then immediately grabbed my chest.
And fell down.
Yeah.
What was that show? Sanford and Son. Mm-hmm. It's the big one.
Debbie Dan Gray said we did prank snakes, spiders, etc. at work every week. Screams and we'd laugh. I mean, it's so funny. Truly, it is so funny. I love seeing people get scared to death. But
there's something wrong with you.
Don't do it to me.
Well,
don't do it to me.
And see, the problem for me at work is I've run into two snakes. Mm.
Right.
Yeah, and they are real.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, there's no need to put out the fake ones outside the ladies' room.
Well, the beauty about these snake pranks is they attach them by, like, fishing line to you. Mm. So as you're trying to get away from it, it's chasing you. And now you're, like, losing your mind. And then more often than not, as you're trying to get away, you fall down, and now you're just like, that's it. Take me now.
It's over.
Take me now. You know? It's hysterical.
You got to be careful, though. You can kill people. Like
oh, my God. I've seen some where it's been like, that's an old dude, man.
Yeah.
This could be his last day. You either energized him to live another 10 years, or you took 10 years off his life. You know what I mean? Bad. It's not good.
I don't know. That snake was trying to get into the clubhouse more than I was, obviously. And the defibrillator is right inside that door. Right. And it's like, dude, get out of my hallway.
Tibby Dance says that one girl actually sprayed pepper spray. We all felt it, then laughed. Yeah,
workers' comp.
Pepper spray is no bueno. I've been involved in that. let's see. Let's do these quotes.
All right.
Now, let me tell you something. These are not the best quotes. Usually for me, because I start taking notes for the show, because we do this show once a week. So I start taking notes for the show like Saturday morning. And for whatever reason, on Facebook, Saturday and Sunday morning, there's like all kinds of these great quotes. Well, I didn't get those this week. So all of a sudden I get down to today and I'm like, do I have any extra quotes on my notepad? None. So I was like, I'm scrambling for quotes. I've not ever done a show without quotes. Right. So these are not the best quotes, but they're okay. The first one says, people who think they know everything are a great annoyance to those of us that do. You get better with age unless you're a banana.
Or any other food.
Right.
Throw your Thanksgiving out. Mm-hmm. PSA.
I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realize I should have been more specific.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
Let's see. This one says, time zones are so crazy. In Denmark, it's noon. In Canada, it's 6 a.m. In the United States, it's 1930s Germany.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. This one says, get your facts first. Then you can distort them as you please. And the last one says, it takes considerable knowledge just to realize that the extent of your own ignorance.
Yeah. What? Read that one again.
Okay. It takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance.
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ah.
Social. Ah.
Ah. Ah.
There are known knowns and there are known unknowns. And then there are unknown unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's talk about what we're going to do this weekend. What do you got, Steph? Anything for the weekend? We're going to go see Ty's show tomorrow night.
Pinellas Ale Works.
And this is Phantom Power.
Phantom Power.
Oh, so were you taking all the gear, the ghost and everything?
Yep.
Okay.
We're probably going to be setting up outside, I think. So dress warm.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've been in there. It's not a very big place. So, yeah, you're probably outside.
Look, they better throw Fred around this time.
I hope they just get rid of Fred. Let's just kill him.
I feel like Pinellas Ale Works will bring a crowd that will. Pinellas Ale Works, 1962 First Avenue South.
Okay.
Downtown St. Pete.
It's right across from Cage Brewing, right?
Right.
Yep.
It's right there on the corner of... it's almost 20th.
Now listen, if Cage Brewing is having like a Grateful Dead night, I might be over there.
Okay.
We'll watch your man, but then dip across the street.
Right.
Parking will be bad.
always downtown St. Pete. It's gotten that way. Are we gonna Uber? We should Uber.
It depends on what Ty needs. I may ride with Ty.
Do you need the BUV?
Yeah, probably need the BUV.
Okay.
I might ride with Ty.
Pretty sure it's got a little more than a half tank gas, so you should be good.
You know, merch and table and yeah. Ghost and...
I have to go to the practice space and grab some of my crap.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So, anyway.
All right. What else? Anything? So, if you're in town, go to Ty's show.
Go to Ty's show.
Yeah. I don't know how much it is.
You've got
money.
Got a couple minutes left.
You've got 12 shopping days.
Till Christmas. Right. Get it done. Pick out something good for me. I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's see. I will say, as I always do, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I will also say thank you to everybody. Core Four. Everybody that played along this evening via text message, I always appreciate it. It was nice to see a new member, Jay Sun.
Yes, thank you for listening.
I like that. Thank you. Anyway, folks, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That's about it for us this evening. We're going to leave you with a little In Spite of Ourselves by my besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley. See you next week.
That's all, folks. That kind of loud.
That was a good one.